Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And they better be in the Super Bowl. Just don't tell John Harbaugh that, or you've never won anything in the entirety of your existence as a human being. Ravens are 6 days away from the preseason opener against the Colts. Here to talk about that. First week and a half of training camp from the Baltimore Banner. So in the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Friday for the most part. Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How you feeling?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Are you a big Kate Bush fan like I am?
I was introduced or reintroduced to her during the Stranger Things season when Running Up the Hill was popularized, but I think that was about the extent of my investment in her catalog.
Well, I'm going to go full moron. I don't even know what Stranger Things is other than the name of the show, and I had a bunch of like... Anywho, first week and a half of training camp, expectations high. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You've covered the team for a few years now, but we were asking Vinny this earlier. Zach Orr, year one versus year two. He's an excitable guy by nature, as we know, but have you noticed a different presence about him in regards to how he leads the team and handles the respective units and just being kind of that dude that is in charge of everything with defense?
Not really. I think he's always had, you know, he's a former player and he carries himself with that level of confidence. You know, he's not afraid to get vocal out there on the sideline. Even though I think the Ravens defensive line coach, Dennis Johnson, would definitely be the louder presence there. I think it was interesting. I think he got a little bit peeved with me yesterday. We were, you know, getting a press conference with him, and I asked him, like, if he felt like he missed any warning signs with that Ravens defense last year, last summer specifically, you know, because there wasn't really a whole lot of clues that the defense would be as leaky as it would be for the first half of last season. I was like, was there anything you kind of saw in training camp that maybe you wish you could have approached differently? And he didn't really, I think, like the question, didn't really say that there was. So, you know, I understand that they're moving on to 2025, and they would rather not talk about the ugly parts of 2024. But it's clear that, you know, that experience and that moment in the spotlight where everyone was wondering, is this guy even going to last the entire season? You know, it did probably scar him a little bit, and hopefully he's better for it.
Jonas, your concern level with Luke?
I don't think it's very high. You know, I'm not expecting him to be, you know, a Pro Bowler this year. I think he can be a solid starter. I think he's over 90% on his field goals still right now, or pretty close to it. Obviously, He hasn't kicked a whole lot of long ones. The 51-yarder he missed yesterday is probably, you know, like the third or fourth from 45 or from 48-plus that he's taken this camp. And I imagine that there's intentionality behind that plan and not wanting these guys to strain themselves in over-kicking it. You know, he's clearly got a hell of a leg. You know, sometimes he pushes it right, sometimes he pushes it left. But I think for the most part, he's done what, you know, has been expected of him. And, you know, he's still got a month to figure things out and fix whatever he has to. And the fact that there has really only been one bad day for him throughout these, what, 8-9 days of practice that we've been able to see, you know, excluding the OTAs, I think is a pretty good assessment of where he is.
Now, Jonas, last day of pads, what, Thursday or whatever, all these days run together. But the last day of pads, Adisa Isaac gave me, like, he showed me in a one-on-one drill, like, he got invited to the party. That's first time that I saw him, like, yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, and I think I saw him having a nice rep yesterday, too. You know, it was, you see 50 flash across your eyesight, and you're like, oh, didn't expect to see him, you know, getting there and getting to the backfield. So I'm still, you know, I still don't know what he is, you know, what he's going to rely on to win as a pass rusher. If that is his path to the field, I don't even know if he's more likely at this point to be an early down guy or a late down guy, because they, you know, they also seem to really like Mike Green and what he's bringing to the table as an edge setter. I mean, you know, just to watch him kind of crash into, you know, that converted fullback they have, the 290-pound former, I think, Army offensive lineman with a reckless abandon. It's pretty impressive. And not that Adisa couldn't do that or hasn't been doing that, but you just wonder what is his path to the field this year if it's not special teams, because he's not going to be a top three, top four pass rusher, I don't think. And he might not even be, you know, a top three, top four run stuffer at the edge there. So hopefully he's continuing to stack practices. Hopefully he's, you know, figuring out what exactly he can do well for the defense when he's on the field, because last year, you know, he was kind of in blowouts and he really didn't do a whole lot as a run defender or as a pass rusher.
Jonas, you think they keep 5 or 6 outside backers?
Man, I just think that I think still 5, but, you know, if Ajabo pops off against the Colts and then he pops off in the preseason, it's really hard for me to see, you know, this front office with how much they've invested in him, the time, the draft capital, and just the hope that they have in this guy turning into an actual real deal pass rusher. It's hard for me to see them letting him go to a potential team where he can make a difference in some way in December, in January, maybe in February. But there's so many spots where, you know, the Ravens need that extra roster spot. And I don't think they're cutting Adisa Isaac because, again, they're treating year two like year one because of how messed up his rookie year was for him with all those hamstring injuries. So I still think he is probably more on the outside looking in at this point. But, you know, I know you've been impressed with what you've seen from him athletically, and so have I. And I just wanted to see him, you know, continue to raise it up a little bit more and be a guy who is like a top three performer in any given practice, as opposed to a guy who just looks like he's above average or who just looks like he runs fast.
Hey, Jonas, your opinion of the two backup safeties, Kane and Bo Braid, because both have made some plays and, you know, Kane had the pick yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the pick yesterday was really impressive because it required just the quickest reflexes and, mm-hmm. you know, sure, it bounced right to him, but for him to make it as smooth a catch as he did was really impressive. And obviously, Bo Braid has been hitting everything that he sees, especially if your name is Keaton Mitchell. So it's been good to see those guys continue to find their holes, to find their roles on this team. You know, obviously, Sanusi, I think we expect more in the free safety role, Bo Braid more in the box safety role. You know, he's still nowhere near the size of Kyle Hamilton, which would make life difficult for him if he were to be on the field in a full-time role. But, you know, those guys, you know, made the team last year with special teams. They'll probably have to make it again this year with special teams. I think they've pretty clearly separated themselves in the recent days from Ruben Lowry, who would be that, you know, slot corner / potential safety who really has kind of fallen back to earth a little bit. But, you know, it's been good to see those guys' progress. Obviously, both of those dudes have gotten a shout out from, I think, John Harbaugh and Zach Orr for continuing to develop. And, you know, even though Bo was an undrafted guy, I mean, it's easy to forget that, you know, some people had him as a fourth round, fifth round prospect. And he just had that kind of calamitous fall. So if you see him as a guy with day three talent, as opposed to being an undrafted rookie, it's a little bit easier to believe in what he could be for this defense if it's ever needed on the field.
Jonas, when do you think we have all the receivers back out there?
That's a good question. I would expect Dayton's probably closer. I think based on how uncomfortable they looked in that practice on, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe they wait to bring him back until Sunday, or maybe they just, you know, tell him to get ready for the week of Colts practices or Colts practice. But I really don't have a firm sense of, you know, where he is with the itis, as John Harbaugh called it.
General soreness, which tends to hit around these areas from time to time. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. I'm going to throw you a curveball, Jonas, pre roll. How many games will Maryland football win here? You're a big Maryland dude. In 2025, I'm leaning four on an optimistic level, but who knows? Maybe some mayonnaise will be in their future. I don't know.
I think four. I mean, you know, obviously they always have good skill position players. I think their secondary should be better than it was last year. But, you know, again, I haven't been to any practices or anything, but Phil Steele, you know, the college football rankings guru, I think had them having like a bottom two offensive line and a bottom two defensive line. And it is tough to win in the Big Ten if you don't win the trenches. And for whatever reason, that continues to be the bugaboo for Mike Loxley.
Jonas, appreciate it as always, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jonas.
Jonas Schaefer. He said that Orr got agitated.
Yeah.
Pissing a lot of people off over there at the Baltimore Banner. It seems that one winning drive. When we come back, we got the whip around what happened in the world of sports last night where there was a football game. Canton, Ohio, the disgruntled receiver in D.C. made his wishes known, and this day in Orioles history. Got that coming your way. Talk more about the Ravens and the Orioles. Hey, you want to rag on Elias? You want to praise Elias? Get on in here at 410-583-1057. Funhouse, Dolan McGraw, that at noon, ripping it with Ryan. Ryan's always the voice of reason. They traded some of his friends, though. Maybe he'll come in here right.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Running hot.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for the Whip Around. It's still waiting on the lineup for the Birds. Going to be, we kind of know who the position players are going to be. First base, I'm guessing it's Kobe Mayo because Ryan O'Hearn's not here. And Mountcastle's not eligible to come off the IL until Sunday. He'll be in Philly starting next week. But Tony Pente called this one. Ramon Urias got traded a couple of days ago to the Astros, who then got Correa. Urias is like, man, I'm the everyday third. Oh, no, never mind. Never mind. Correa waived his no trade. He's going to play third base because they have Pena at short. Second best shortstop for Maine behind Mike Bordick, of course, is Pena, an all-star. But Jeremiah Jackson was called up. Geraldo and his mustache, not that same Geraldo, looking for Al Capone's vault. He got recalled. If you're a fan of Jacob Stallings, put that jersey on eBay. He elected free agency in lieu of accepting an outright assignment to AAA Norfolk. And as soon as we get the lineup, and I'm assuming we will at some point, games in 3 hours, we'll share it with you. Active trade deadline for sure. And we'll take your phone calls about that in a couple of minutes at 410-583-1057. And Ryan Ripken, he'll be bringing the heat with his thoughts on it as well. But NFL last night, Hall of Fame game in Canton. Chargers beat the Lions 34-7. Trey Lance, former third pick of the draft.
Yep.
And San Francisco traded a boatload to move up to get Trey Lance. He's on his third team now in his fifth season, but I didn't watch the entire 60 minutes. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't either.
But some of the highlights I saw, and I did watch the little content thing on NFL.com. Making some good throws there.
Yeah. The touchdown throw early in the first quarter, that was a nice throw. Yeah, he was, and even Jim Harbaugh said he was one of the stars of the game.
And Trey Lance is a guy, as we said, was picked third. And I guess the unhappy coincidence for Trey Lance was the last pick of that very same draft, they took Brock Purdy.
Yeah, and Purdy's the one making 50-something.
He's led him to a couple championship games and a Super Bowl. But it is what it is. Chargers did throw three picks, or rather Detroit, three picks. Kyle Allen headed Hooker. But a Tony Jefferson got one hell of a play in the corner of the end zone. And, you know, as I saw the highlight of said interception, I don't know, this guy was still playing.
I thought he was coaching. But I read some stuff, you know, what Cam, Bob, they turned it over five. First play of the game, kickoff return.
Yeah. I went right to the review, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, five turnovers. You lose 34-7. That is not... That's not going over big going back. Because, I mean, you look at it, okay. Because there were some question marks anyhow about, you know, you got two new coordinators and all that. What's your depth like? You know, and then, you know, five turnovers. They're going to have an interesting week of camp this week.
And practice. The one fascinating thing I saw with last night's game, Nolan, did you watch any of the game or did you see the what do they call it, the robo thingy with the...
I actually didn't catch a second of it live.
Well,
none of it.
They now have the, I guess chains will still be on the field,
yeah,
right?
They're still going to have the chains.
But when it comes to fourth and one or...
Measurements.
Yeah.
Optical tracking data?
I'll buy that. Sure.
The story we talked about a couple months ago?
Oh.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, really? I don't remember we talked about yesterday at 11:25. Yeah. But I'll buy it. It was weird because the way that they had it, the ball was like an inch or two short of the line to get, and they rolled it a first down. So for dummies like me, that's going to confuse people.
Yeah.
It's all about the spot, basically. So can they still review the spot? Like in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah,
Josh Allen got hosed on the spot.
A lot of kinks that need to be worked out.
Sure.
And I'd also imagine, again, didn't see it live, but TV... The networks, their side of things, when they present the broadcast, they're also going to have to adjust to it with the way they move the line and everything. I mean, it could get confusing.
And both coaches, Harbaugh and Campbell, were just like looking at the refs like, what the hell's going on? I mean, they know what it is, but they certainly don't know what it is.
I just wanted to get where it's as quick and as good as tennis is, Bob.
Yeah. And it didn't take long. But it was still just kind of a fascinating. They keep tweaking the game. I don't know. Anyway, here on the Whip Around, speaking of football, this guy is not real happy. We'll elaborate.
Looking that way, the throw, and Terry McLaurin has his second touchdown catch of the day with a head shaker against Deontay Banks.
That's Deontay Banks, former Terp. That is Chris Myers, Fox, on the call. Terry McLaurin had two touchdowns for the Washington Commanders that particular game against New York on their way to the NFC Championship game. He held out, then held in. Now he's placed on the pup with an ankle. And then yesterday, Vinny, the inevitable, I want a trade request came down.
Yeah, it means that they're not moving fast enough for his liking. You know, I mean, same thing's happening in Dallas. Same thing's happening in Cincinnati. You know, so, and the three players that are holding in right now, I mean, they're some of the team's best players, and all three teams need all three guys. I mean, when you got a Jaden Daniels, you know, what are you doing? You know, I don't quite understand. I don't know what he's asking for, you know, but can't be that difficult to get that deal done. Is it about guaranteed money? I don't know.
And it's a team, as we said, went to the championship game, lost to Philly. Expectations are high. You brought in Deebo Samuel.
Yep.
And the last thing a second-year quarterback would need, as good as Daniels was, is some dopey distraction. Now that's become a pretty significant one for them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, yeah, that's a huge one. And then the other distraction they got today, Bob, you know what's a big one down in D.C. today is the vote.
Oh, yeah.
By the D.C. Council. You know, whether they're going to vote for the stadium or not vote for the stadium.
They got their wrecking balls on RFK ready to rock and roll, man.
Hey, Trump's ready, calling them the Redskins and everything else.
Oh, good for him. I mean, he's a bigger fish to fry than that. But anyway, it's the whip around this day in sports history. Well, it's for the Orioles anyway. It's August 1st. Yes, the only 4 months for Christmas tree. August 1st. Already a game on the schedule. Ravens play less than a week, preseason opener. Maryland football starts in less than a month. It's here! Which means we're all going to lose money betting on our favorite teams. 2014, Oriole Park Cannon Yards. Manny Machado, 3-for-4 with a ribby. J.J. Hardy drove in and run. Wei-Yin Chen goes 7 strong for his 12th win. Zach Britt picked up his 22nd save. Orioles, 11 years ago today, beat Seattle 2-1. 2 years ago today in Toronto, Tony Taters hit a grand slam for the Orioles. Wonder what they think of him right now in Toronto.
Probably not counting on him.
Yeah, we wasted all his money on his a-hole, and we're still in first place. But he hits a grand slam. Gunner hit a home run, also drove in 4 himself. Kyle Bradish, remember him? You're going to get reacquainted with him probably in a couple of weeks. He goes 7 innings for his 7th win, as the Orioles blow out the Blue Jays 13-3. And on this day in 1982, in Cooperstown, New York, Frank Robbins inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame as an Oriole. Hank Aaron went in as well. So two of the great players in the history of Major League Baseball. Travis Jackson went in, and Happy Chandler as well. But Frank and Hank Aaron, no longer with us, unfortunately, but both immortality today, 43 years ago in Cooperstown, New York. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Are you mad at Elias? Are you cool with what he did? We understand a couple of get rid of him, a couple of Al in North Carolina. It's like, I dig where he's coming from. You know, I'm a little skeptical he could spend some dough. We'll see. You want to get in, and Vinny's got a couple of players you got to talk about. Let's talk about TJ Tampa as well when we come back, because he's going to be a prominent part, perhaps, we think, year two in the Ravens.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Secondary. All right, Luis Vasquez called up from AAA Norfolk. Saw him before. Jordan Adams called up from AA Chesapeake. Saw him before earlier. And old Terran Vavra, the last vestige of the Michael Givens trade from way back when. He returns to the Orioles roster. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting team to watch. Who's your closer? I'm guessing Aiken and Cano. And just, if I'm Manzo, just whoever.
Yeah.
Don't play matchups. Just go feel.
Score a lot of runs.
Yeah, I think the Orioles are going to have to do that. And right now, the bats look like they're coming alive mm-hmm. as they're getting all of their dudes healthy yet again. But those arms, which were questionable coming into the season before they all started falling off. Eplin went on the IL again yesterday with a back, which pretty much ruined his trade value. Mike Elias, we'll hear from him. He met with the media within the hour or so. Grayson Rodriguez, elbow stuff could be back on the table, even though Grayson said a few weeks back to the media, Camden Yards, it's not an elbow, it's my lat. So there you go. Other than that, everything's great. 7.5 out of the wild card. Let's get out to the phone. You want to blast Elias? Well, listen. You want to praise him? Listen to that, too. You know, it's all. Mike Elias created the mess. Now he's got to clean it up. But let's not discount injuries. I was listening to Brett and Jeff when I was driving home a couple of days ago with Day Game Wednesday. Holiday, Calzer. Oh, I mean, another station, excuse me. Hey, we're all Oriole friends here, Nolan. Holiday, Calzer, Gunner, Westberg, Adley. The core.
Mm-hmm.
They've only played together like 9 times this year.
Really?
Yeah. So let's not forget the impact, because Gunner, remember, didn't come out of spring training because he was hurt.
That's right.
And then Calzer and Westberg got hurt in Toronto. And then when Westberg got hurt again, Adley was on the IL. So not saying that's the main reason, but if you want to look for an excuse, that's a pretty significant one. That would be like Lamar in the first 4 weeks of the season and then comes back and then Henry's out. Or Andrews, or Zay Flowers, or Kyle Hamilton. No? Apples, oranges? Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT's always the ray of sunshine. He'll rag on the Ravens.
All right.
But he'll, what do you think? Elias, Gold Star?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. And I already got my Raven beef with you guys set for Monday. But you got that to look forward to.
We won't be here Monday, Bob, me and Bob.
We'll be out. I'll be at one winning drive.
Yeah, so will I.
I think I'm going to be playing safety that day.
I might drive out there just for this thing. But no, Bob, and I know you'll shoot, and I love your take on this. You guys have done a great job with this trade deadline today. But and tell me where I'm wrong. Holiday, Westberg, Gunner next season. That's a great. That's as good as a 1-2-3 in baseball. Adley batting .400. Okay, that's a little bit of a, you know, we don't know what we're going to get. But then Calzer .500, Mayo .600, Basayo .700, O'Neill Kerstad in the 8-hole, Beavers. And like you said 2 months ago, I mean, that's their lineup. But like you said 2 months ago, they're going to sign a free agent outfielder. And like, and it's, you've got to, yeah, it's a bit of a doubt what Elias can do. But then when you look at the pitching staff, you got Bradish in the one hole, Rogers in the two hole. That's a legit thing. They got, sure, they got to sign a free agent pitcher. But then you got Wells, maybe four, Kramer, five, Young, Povich, McDermott fighting over the sixth spot. They look, the time, it's, you know, the value of relief pitchers is never higher than 48 hours ago. But then you can sign them in the offseason without giving up anything. You're just paying for them. This has worked out perfectly. Like you said, this team's going to get healthy, and 2026, this team's as good as anybody, don't you think?
Well, I can't back off of that. I've been popping off of that comment for a good month here. But I would, just me, I would prefer, and who knows, Eplin could be back since he's now staying, and they give him the qualifying offer. If he declines, you get a draft pick compensation. If he takes it, you know, then you got a solid, reliable dude who could get into the three hole maybe in your rotation. I would still like to see Elias go out and either he trades for one with all of these new toys he's got, or sign one to a big ticket, which is the risk. They need a top of the road. They need a Burns.
Yes.
They need a Burns. Now, Rodgers is pitching like that guy for sure, but they need a Burns that goes up against Crochet or goes up against Scooble or a Cole when he comes back for the Yankees in a big situation.
Definitely agree. Right. But you, I hope, would agree that Bradish and Rodgers have, you know, they've got, absolutely, they could be a number two, one, two, or three starters. And they've got to spend. But also, Wells was a top starter in 2023.
And they got moved to the bullpen because he was laboring a little bit. You know, let's not forget, he got sent back to the minors, PT, at one point in 2023.
No, I've got my concerns. But now, the lineup is what it is, man. If Basayo, Neil Kerstad, Beavers, Mayo is your bottom of the lineup, that's a heck of a lineup.
PT, then, I hear you, brother, and I hate to cut you off because we're coming up on the funhouse break and take. I can't wait to hear you rag on the Ravens next week. That's always fun to listen to. Yeah, lineup potential's there. I'm a little worried about Moon Man's case, same with Jackson Holiday, but the upside is incredible. Can't wait to see Sammy Basayo hacking away. And if Tyler O'Neill, big if, could stay healthy, I mean, there's things there for sure. But that bullpen.
What bullpen?
Yeah, exactly. And if Bautista's shoulder is worse than we know right now, where's Kimbrel when you need him? A couple of them come up here and contribute, no doubt about it. Our buddy Mike Exese over there at CBSSports.com gave him an F.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's not because of the trade. Just like, you're getting F because you're in a position that you're selling instead of being buyers in a year which you were supposed to level up. And they were one of the favorites to get to the World Series by the odds makers coming into the season. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com later in the show. Orioles and Cubs coming up at 2:20. I do have Chicago's lineup, which I will share. You want it now?
Go for it.
Let's do it. Horner's at second base. Tucker right field. Suzuki DH. Kelly behind the dish. Carl Armstrong center field. Swanson shortstop. Hap left field. Bush. First base. Former Terp Matt Shaw. Third base in support of Cade Horton, right-handed pitcher who is 4-3 with a 367. And for the Orioles, Trevor Rogers on the hill, 4-1 with a 149. He's been brilliant. No lineup as of yet. We shall share as soon as we get it, which I'm assuming, Nolan, will be before we get off the air at 2 o'clock. But Nolan, any thoughts for the people before we start riveting with Ryan here?
Yeah, look, I mean, you kind of took the words right out of my mouth earlier when talking about this trade deadline being step one. And that's exactly how I viewed it. It was a daunting, well, not really daunting, it was a tall task for them, Mike Elias in particular. It was very important for him to get some good pieces back in return at this deadline to set himself up for what he has to do next. But what's coming next is what's going to be most important, the offseason moves that are still to come. Now, I'll be honest with you, before they made that trade of O'Hearn and Laureano going to the Padres, I was thinking that my overall take on the trade deadline for the Orioles was going to be fine, average, okay, enough, you know, just doing the bare minimum. Because let's be honest, while we do like some of the individual returns, getting the draft pick for Brian Baker, The guy they got for Soto seems to be all right. But other than that, there was nothing really great or nothing that really excited me. And that was until they did business with San Diego. And first of all, I think the decision to package O'Hearn and Laureano, two of your most valuable assets together, good idea. And the fact that the Padres were willing to listen and bite sent me over the moon. The Padres are overpaying galore at this trade deadline, at trade deadlines in the past. So I think that the haul they got here, what, the number four overall prospect in their system, number six, number 12, would you have gotten a similar return from another team? I'm not so sure. So to me, the Padres deal alone saved their deadline and now has me at a point where at least I'm a little more comfortable with what's coming next. The jury for me is still very much out on Elias. He is working for his job as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not really convinced that he's going to be able to do it. But as far as step one, it was a success as far as I'm concerned.
And for San Diego, and we were talking off the air, look, they're in it to win it.
Right.
And if we have to sacrifice all of these, they literally drafted all of the players last year. And the Orioles got a nice haul. Who knows what this will all turn out to be. I'm guessing some of these players will be packaged in deals in the offseason. And we're going to hear from Mike Elias coming up in the next couple of hours. We met with the media, I think. But San Diego, hey, Ramon Laureano, starting left fielder. Ryan O'Hearn, left-handed DH, probably takes that bat from Gavin Sheets. Another one of Ryan Ripken's buddies, by the way. But, I mean, he gets in, plug and play. Laureano signed through next year, expiring contract for O'Hearn. They kept Cease. They kept Suarez. They added Miller. They added Sears. I mean, the Padres are like, hey, look, we've been to the NLCS. We've had playoff success, but we can't get over the hump. Let's do it. Dodgers are vulnerable. There's no real monster team, with all due respect to the Brewers, Mets, and Phillies, et cetera, et cetera. If you're San Diego, do your thing. No doubt about it.
See, I think, Nolan, the mistake that Elias made last year at trade deadline, he thought that, you know, we're going to be here for a while. You know, this is not the only year where when you're playing well, and you got to, like the Bob just said about the Padres, they're going for it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, that's what you got to do. If you're playing good, screw next year or the following year. We don't know. Like, we didn't know Rodriguez is going to be, all these guys are going to get hurt. You just have one of those kind of years. When you're having that great year and you got a chance, you got to go.
Yeah, we bring in Slater now with the Yankees and Eloy Jimenez. Look, Trevor Rogers pitching last year like he is this year. Who knows how the Orioles season turns out. But Dominguez and Soto were brought in because Batista couldn't pitch and Kimbrel failed.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they had mixed results
right
in 24.
And as far as those players coming back, or at least the ones from San Diego that have pretty high prospect rankings, that's really all we're going off of here. You know, I'm not stupid enough to sit here and try to pretend like I know everything about these guys. But what catches my eye when I'm looking at prospects coming back, because I don't have any actual tape or baseball insight to go off of, I'm looking at names here, and I'm seeing some real all-time baseball names here. Boston Bateman? That's a baseball player. Cobb Hightower?
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Tyson Nabors?
Uh-huh.
Brandon Butterworth? These are like straight out of a made-up video game.
It's Vinny and Andy, 1057 The Fan. We'll talk more about the trades. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Ribbon it with Ryan. Vinny, have a great weekend.
Oh, you guys too. I'll see you Monday at practice. Well,
one winning drive. Somebody better let Scott know about that one. And then, Nolan, you hang tight. We're coming in. Get on in here. Orioles-Cubs coming up at 220. We'll give you that lineup as soon as we get it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.